Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is December 11th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. And I want to tell you, Washington is a very cold, sloppy, rainy place today. I guess it's a harbinger of what lies ahead for the country. It's just not a very, very nice day here in Washington. I did stop down at the American Free Press office for a little bit earlier this afternoon. They were putting the paper to bed, as they say. Looks like a very interesting issue with a lot of interesting things. And I will tell you something. There is an article in there, a very brief article by me that I think will be of interest to the listeners. I must tell you, though, later in the show, I have a very interesting announcement that I think will please a lot of our listeners. I'd be very pleased to bring you that news. I will be very pleased to bring you that news, period. I'm a little tired here tonight, folks, and kind of worn down from slopping around out there in this cold weather, so bear with me. That news that's in the story that I wrote for American Free Press this week is that the former mayor of Youngstown, Ohio, has been working since 2004 to try to get President George W. Bush to either pardon imprisoned Congressman Jim Traficant or to commute his sentence. Well, as you know, I have mentioned that on the show, and it's mentioned in my book, Target Traficant. Traficant earlier indicated that he would not accept a pardon under any circumstances because part of the pardon process requires that you admit your guilt, that you come on your knees and say, oh, I'm sorry I committed those crimes, please forgive me and pardon me and let me go. Well, Jim Traficant's a tough guy, and he says, he said for years and years, I mean, he's, you know, if Bush had been willing to pardon him, he wasn't willing to take a pardon. Now, maybe Jim has changed his mind, but it doesn't look like it. But in any case, President Bush has said that a pardon for Jim Traficant wasn't in the offing. What a criminal. Not Jim Traficant, George W. Bush. God, I'll be glad to see him out of the White House. Like, this is a man who should be in jail. This is a man who definitely should be in jail. This is a man who should be tried for multiple crimes, capital crimes, and if convicted, punished accordingly. But he won't pardon Jim Traficant. At least this has been the official White House line, according to former Mayor McKelvey of Youngstown, who incidentally was a Democrat who endorsed George Bush in 2004 over John Kerry. And I've even seen some rumblings on the internet that Mayor McKelvey is thinking of running for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. That might be a very interesting development. And if so, maybe it's something we might want to keep our eyes on, because anyone who had the guts to go to bat for Jim Traficant sounds like a pretty good guy in my book, number one. And number two, gutsy, because of the fact that he did go to bat for Jim Traficant when few others would. So let's just all say a nice prayer for both Jim Traficant and for George McKelvey. I do believe that's his name. And we can be thankful that there are some good politicians out there, because we know there sure are an awful lot of bad ones. It also appears, another note on Jim Traficant, that he may be moved to a halfway house in March and will spend the remaining part of his time in custody in a halfway house from March through, I guess, August. So I guess after this point, it doesn't really make much of a difference, but, you know, he should have never been there in the first place. All right, folks, we are going to go to the break. When we come back, a couple comments about a couple things, and if you have any strange desire or not so strange desire to call in here, you are more than welcome to do so.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
And welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington. And I do want to remind you that Washington is indeed the headquarters of American Free Press, and to check out American Free Press on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net. And speaking of the internet, you know, the website for Republic Broadcasting is republicbroadcasting.org. Now, of course, most of you know that because a lot of you are listening on the internet, but we do have some stations out there where RBN is beamed to local communities, picked up by local stations. So the reason why I mention republicbroadcasting.org is because, you know, it's Christmas time, and I think you need to make a special place for republicbroadcasting.org in your Christmas shopping. Now, you don't have to go out and buy a scarf for John Statmiller, you know, or buy a wreath for the door at Republic Broadcasting, but I think what you might want to do is take an envelope and put the address of republicbroadcasting.org on that envelope and send a donation to RBN, because those donations are critical to keeping RBN in operation. RBN has lots of good advertisers, and RBN makes products available. But let's face it, RBN is an alternative network, and it doesn't have the backing of the power elite in this country or the big corporations that provide multi-billions, probably all told, in advertising over the years. So, you know, Republic does need your support. Republic supports our Republic, so support Republic. Now, folks, as you know, if you were listening last night, we had a caller who called in at the very end of the program, and he had a lot to say, and we really were running out of time, and I had a lot to say in disagreement with him, and it was getting a little contentious. And I said to him, his name was Glenn, he was calling from Pennsylvania. I said, Glenn, I said, I'll tell you what, I want you to call back tomorrow night, that is, tonight. Well, Glenn has called back, but I'm not going to be bringing Glenn up, and you'll understand why in a moment. It is for the simple reason, and here's the big announcement that I told you I was going to be making. The announcement is that I, that's me, yours truly, Michael Collins Piper, will soon be appearing as a guest for 1 hour on Alex Jones' radio program. Alex became aware of some of my criticisms of him and of his guests in my response, and those were my responses to what I perceived and what many listeners perceived to be criticisms of not me personally per se, but my book, Final Judgment. And I have to tell you, even a member of our staff at the American Free Press, who's a very big fan of Alex, he listens to all of Alex's broadcasts, he buys multiple copies of Alex's videos, he listened to the broadcast in which Alex and his guests talked about Final Judgment, and he likewise perceived that there was some negativity there, and he was a little disappointed in Alex. So he was not the only person who reacted that way, and evidently, Alex has come to understand that this has been, you know, that there are some people who took it in a less than friendly way or less than positive way. So I am pleased to say that Alex has issued an invitation to me through John Stadtmiller to appear on his program, and I'll be looking forward to doing that. We haven't made any arrangements on it yet. It looks as though I will be out of the country Christmas week. But we will get around to it. So consequently, I think the best thing to do, rather than to go through a back and forth with Glenn from Pennsylvania, who was upset about my responses to the comments made by Alex and his guests, rather than getting into a boxing match here, which really will not contribute to anything, I think we'll just let that go with thanks to Glenn for calling back. And with thanks to Alex Jones for issuing a very gracious invitation to allow me to come on his program and talk about what I believe and what many, 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 many other people believe is firm evidence pointing toward the likelihood that Israel's intelligence service, the Mossad, was a prime player in the network that brought about the assassination of John F. Kennedy. So thanks to Glenn for calling back. I do appreciate that, and I fully intended to bring him up here until I got word that I had this invitation from Alex Jones. And I think the best thing for Glenn to do is just wait and listen to the conversation between Alex and I whenever it takes place. So that having been said, I think that's a very positive thing, folks, a very good thing, and a lot of Alex listeners who may have gotten the wrong impression, so to speak, about what my book does and does not say. And no, the book doesn't say that, you know, the Jews killed JFK, and I didn't say that. I'm not saying that Alex said that. Other people have said that. That isn't what the book says at all. I think many of the Alex listeners will find it very, very interesting. Too bad the book is out of print now. They can get it in the ebook edition at michaelcollinspiper.com, but I am working to try to get out a new printing with some additional information added to the book. I keep hoping one day that I can say this is the final version of Final Judgment, but the information keeps accumulating. I keep also hoping that maybe I can do an edited version of the book, because every author reads his book and says, oh, I'd like to reword that or do this or that. But that requires a lot of time, and I'll probably just have to let it stand as it is. But in any case, there's going to be a lot of patriots who've never heard the facts about Final Judgment finally hear about Final Judgment when I'm a guest on Alex's program. And when I finally get the word as to when that will be, I will certainly let you know. All right. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do right now. I do have something I want to bring up here, something I came across, which is rather interesting. But I'm just going to go ahead. We have another caller, one of our regular callers, Dave from Massachusetts. So I'm just going to go ahead and bring Dave up right now.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Hey, Dave. What's going on?
Yeah, that's nice of Alex to invite you on his show.
Huh? Absolutely, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, that shows a lot of good faith on his part, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's you know, one thing I was going to say just real quickly to get it out of the way. I hate to go back to a previous call but you know, I listened to the show, Tuesday night show on the archives, Michael, and you know when I was talking about those Russians out at Anchorage International Airport?
Right,
you know,
right, I remember that, yes.
Yeah, I neglected to say, Michael, that what I was talking about, they were three Red Army officers. I said, geez, God, the audience probably didn't even hardly know what I was talking about, but I meant to, when we pulled up, these, you know, with the stewardesses, they told me to pull up, and there was these three Red Army officers in their dress uniform. You know those, you've seen them, I guess, if you've been over in Russia, Michael, but those high-crowned dress hats with the red star, and they
yes,
had
I have, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
It was wintertime up in Anchorage, and they had their long, Russian winter overcoats and everything. But they were, you know, they were really impressive, you know. But for some, I guess I must have been, just like you say, sometimes you're tired, Michael. So maybe I might have been tired Tuesday night. If that helps make a little more sense out of that call.
It made sense to me in the context in which you were talking about it. But I think that drives the point home even further that it wasn't just the old. This was the Red Army. This was the old Communist Army of Russia. Exactly.
The call made it almost sound like they were just like three regular Russian guys or something. But these were Red Army officers in their full dress uniforms and everything. You know, and they're really impressive. But anyways, Michael. Now there's a couple. I still want to get to John O'Neill, and I urge people to. Do the search on O'Neill, John O'Neill, spelled O-N-E-I-L-L. But you know, speaking of good faith, Michael, now here's something that's been kind of touchy, and I've been reluctant to bring it up because I've been trying to get to the bottom of it. But, you know what? Remember a couple of months ago, Michael, I was confronting these Nazi promoters, these guys like Josh Reeves and Lee Rogers and stuff and everything, but like when they were over on TruthNet and stuff. But you know what's interesting? Now they're on this other network now, and I'll mention the name. You know, you've heard of that Oracle Broadcasting, Michael?
I'm sorry, what broadcasting?
Oracle.
To tell you the truth, no, I was not aware of that name. That's an all new one to me. Okay.
Yeah, they're over there now and stuff, but the thing that bothers me, these Jewish guys and stuff, Michael, so some of these Jews, they just don't play fair. Now, ever since they've been over to Oracle for a couple of months now, when I call them, my call is dropped. In other words, I'll get through to their system, and I reach Oracle Broadcast, and they say, please hold, and the current host will get to you in a few minutes or so, whatever the recording is. Then I'm on for just a few seconds, and then I'm dropped. And I was trying to find out through my phone company and this and that, and they said the problem is definitely at Oracle. And I've emailed these guys, and I've even tried to talk to them. I went through operator assistant, and I got through to them a couple of times, and they just kind of blew me off. Josh Reeves, like, oh, you're the only one that's having problems, but then I borrowed my friend's phone, and I made the call right from where I make my calls all the time, right in my room and everything and stuff, in my bedroom and stuff, and I got through no problem using my friend's phone. But anyways, I confronted these guys about this baloney that the Nazis had taken over America and everything. But I was respectful. I wasn't nasty in any way, Michael. But are you going for the break?
Yeah, we're going to hold that thought till we come back from the break, Dave. Okay, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More with Dave when we come back.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free. and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. I hope during that break you listened very carefully to those commercials from our sponsors, and I hope you will patronize those sponsors because, as I say, they do help keep Republic on the air. Okay, we have Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, you were making a point there as we were going to the break. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I'm just, and I'm just contrasting this, Michael, like for example, the way you take Arian's call, and you give him plenty of time, you encourage him to call in, even though he completely disagrees with you, you're willing to talk about it.
Hell, I even had Rosemary's Baby, Queen Esther Eric Hufschmidt on the program one time.
So you'll let people with any opposing views on and everything. But anyways, yeah. So.
Well, it's funny, Dave. Let me just mention something about that. In regard to callers like Arian, and there have been a few other callers that taking his point of view in one form or another, I've actually gotten emails from listeners after that saying you shouldn't allow those people any time on the air for the simple reason that they are saying nothing new. They are saying nothing any different than what we hear in the mass media in America. But I tell you, the reason why I do allow callers like that on the air is because of the simple fact that over the years, particularly in the context of my book, Final Judgment, I have repeatedly invited representatives of the Anti-Defamation League, my biggest critics vis-a-vis Final Judgment. I have repeatedly invited them to publicly debate me or to call this program, you know, and to show where the book is wrong, but they choose not to. So I look forward to the opportunity to be able to do that. And if you'll recall, even regarding Arian, I made an offer on the air here for him to send me an email with his address so that I could send him a copy of Final Judgment and copies of all my books, for that matter, free copies of my books so that he could read them and then call me on the air and debate me.
Oh, yeah. That
but,
was
you know, a, I've never heard from Arian.
Yeah, that was very gracious of you, Michael. I recall that and thinking how gracious it was of you. But, you know, now this, you know, over there on Oracle, now Josh and Lee Rogers and stuff, now I noticed they're antagonistic towards Christianity. And then the other night, Lee Rogers was on, and he was saying, this isn't Patriot Radio. Don't confuse yourselves and everything. We're not patriots. This isn't Patriot Radio. We don't even want to be associated with Patriot Radio. We're just putting out information, he's saying. Well, anyways, I says, let me find out who this Lee Rogers is. And I hunted around on the Oracle website and everything, and I popped a picture up of this Lee Rogers. Right away, I grew up around Jewish people. Lee Rogers is Jewish. I can tell just by looking at him, you know, but here he is, Michael. They're censoring me out, Michael. In other words,
well, I think that's pretty clear from what you described. I mean, it's like they must have gotten your phone number and tagged it in, and they just delete you. Whereas when you called on your friend's cell phone, or on your friend's phone, I guess cell phone, whatever, they didn't have that in their. I mean, I'm assuming this. I mean, it sounds like it to me, anyway.
Yeah, when I got through on my friend's cell phone, the Alex Ansari happened to be on, but he went ballistic and everything. In other words, if they were sincere, Michael, they'd want to know if there was any snafus in their system and everything. But the way they're reacting to me, like Alex Ansari went ballistic on me. He says, you're going to interrupt my show and everything just because you're having technical difficulties or some crap like that. And he started like kind of like yelling at me or something and everything. But, you know, in other words, I got through with the operator assisted, but this has been going on since Oracle began. But they're definitely censoring me out, and it's because I call in and I oppose them. But I guess what I'm trying to say, Michael, is I've been looking into what happened to John O'Neill and everything, and I don't give a damn whether people call me anti-Semitic or if they even call me semi-anti-Semitic. A lot of these Jews just don't play fair, Michael. You know, as opposed to a good Christian man like you, that you know, which is a Christian principle to let people have their say, their free will, their freedom.
Well, I guess for my own point of view, and I think it represents the thinking of a lot of our listeners who, like you, who are familiar with the fact that. Those of us in the alternative media, whether radio or publishing, we are more often than not suppressed, or anytime there's efforts to, people say there will be people who will call and talk about my book, Final Judgment, in particular, all of a sudden those people get cut off. I mean, I experienced that myself one time. I called a radio show years ago and talked about Israeli involvement in the Kennedy assassination. They quickly changed the subject to John F. Kennedy's health. and so that's why I try to at least give a semblance of fairness even to my critics. So that's just the way it is. All right, Dave, thanks for your call. We're going to the break, and we have a couple other callers lined up here. If you want to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our homestead collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Sorry for my late arrival. Lost track of the time during the break. Stopped out to visit with the Hound of the Baskervilles. Resting very comfortably, as the Hound of the Baskervilles does. That's what happens when you spoil these beasts. But anyway, Well, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a couple callers lined up, and I'll tell you what, I found out that Glenn, who had originally called in, is still aboard with us. He's called back. He was the one who I'd asked to call back to talk about Alex Jones, but he still wants to talk about something else, so I'm going to go ahead and bring Glenn up. Glenn, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Michael.
Oh, okay. This is the same Glenn that I talked to last night, right?
Yes, correct. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Your voice sounds a little different. That's why whenever you came up, it just surprised me. Okay, go ahead, Glenn. Anyway.
I don't know. I'm the same guy.
Okay, all right.
Well, actually, one thing. Yeah, remember, I think you have me stereotyped as an unabashed Alex Jones devotee or something, which isn't necessarily the case. I mean, the man's not perfect. I do think highly of him, but he's not perfect, and that wasn't the essence. Actually, one of the reasons that your original complaint was you thought you had been misrepresented. And last night, after I was hung up and was running the show, you said something about how Alex Jones fans get hysterical when you criticize him. And I was like, I wasn't hysterical. I think that's pretty significantly misrepresenting me as well, So, I mean, I don't think I was hysterical in any way, shape, or form.
Well, let me just say, Glenn, I don't want to get into a pissing match here. Let me just let me just say something, though. I think the problem we had last night is that you were talking and I were talking, and, you know, I got an email from one of my listeners who used to be a producer for another radio station that I used to appear on as a guest, and he commented that he hoped that you would call back because that you and I could have at least a discussion rather than talking over each other. So
right.
We'll just let it at that, Glenn.
Okay, fine. The thing is, what I was thinking about, first of all this stuff about Kennedy. Number one, I myself am a little weary of it. He was one man. I think anybody who looks into this understands that, yes, it was an inside job. Yes, it was conspiratorial. If you listen to this stuff about E. Howard Hunt and St. John Hunt's son, what he come out with and all that, I'm sure there were numerous intelligence agencies involved in that hit. I don't doubt that I could have been involved, CIA, MI6, all of it, because as far as I'm concerned, they're all tied together in one big Freemasonic, global esotericist Luciferian cult, that's trying to take over the whole world, as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, they're all involved, and they're all in cahoots, and it doesn't surprise me a bit. But by the same token, he still was only one man. He was no saint. He slept with Marilyn Monroe. He cheated on Jackie. He cheated, he was a mess. He was on drugs. He was in pain. He was just a mess. But a million Iraqis have died since the initial attacks on Iraq back in the early 90s, over a million. The country's been, subjected to unbelievable privations. These are a million human beings, okay? Kennedy was only one human being, and we never stopped hearing about him, okay?
Okay, yes, well, let me say something about that. First of all, I think I probably agree with all of your comments that you just made. I would say this much, though, and you're certainly right about all of those Iraqis, but I would say this, though, that number one, well, first of all, he was the American president. Number two,
yeah,
it was as a consequence of his assassination that U.S. policy in the Middle East did a 180-degree turnabout, and as a consequence of that turnabout, that is precisely why we went to war against Iraq. So it really, I do believe, it all does come back to the Kennedy assassination. Now, on the other hand, as I pointed out on this program, as much as I believe that the Kennedy assassination did, in fact, bear at least partial responsibility at the hands of the Mossad, there is one thing that did happen that we know that can be traced to Israel, and that's the attack on the USS Liberty.
Right.
And in some respects, that is even more important, I believe, than the Kennedy assassination, precisely because of the fact that we know the Israelis attacked the USS Liberty, and as much as they deny it, we know they did it deliberately. And if more people knew about that, I think that could be a major factor in reshaping U.S. foreign policy. But that's
right.
Just
Well, Johnson also facilitated that by making the other Navy plane stand down. So obviously they're all in cahoots. Right. Exactly.
But, okay. Well, all right, Glenn.
When you I suspect when you talk to Alex Jones, you guys will manage. I remember he had some disagreements with Webb Tarpley a few months ago. Now they're thick as thieves. So they hammered out whatever their disagreement was. I suspect you'll end up doing the same, and that's wonderful. You know.
Well, I would say this. I'm not even certain that Alex and I actually have any disagreements per se. Because I don't even know if Alex has even read my book, and I've emphasized that. I think if Alex read the book, he would have a better understanding of what I did say or what I have written. Right. So as I say, I'm not so certain that there's really any disagreement there per se.
Right.
We'll find out.
Exactly.
Okay, well, listen, Glenn, I appreciate you calling back in. I'm glad you stuck around with us. So.
Well, it's just that I agree with what I was saying. Alex's point that, man, people in this movement got to stop sniping at one another and gossiping about one another, and because we're on the verge of really horrific times. I mean, within the next year, we're probably going to be in some kind of hyperinflation. These guys want to kill a whole lot of people, so we got to start working with each other instead of sniping and gossiping all the
time.
Well,
I agree with you, and it is, we do have some tough times ahead. All right, Glenn, thanks for your call. Let's go to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff has been very patient.
Hello?
How are you, Jeff?
Doing great. I'm the guy that dresses up like Uncle Sam and passes out CDs of your show to advertise.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it just made me so happy to hear you're invited on Alex's show.
Right. I'm glad you called in, too. Right. I remember your email very well. We had a couple email exchanges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I listen to you almost every night. I'm not usually at home. I podcast you, and I just happen to be here. A couple of things. One time you had asked, one of your first ones, you wanted to know how people woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that was probably 2 years ago, and I think this is the first night I've been home while your show's on.
Okay.
What happened with me was when I was in college, I'd moved out of high school, and I was on my own, and I'm sitting there watching TV, and I literally got so tired of the anti-white, anti-male, anti-Christian bias of television that I literally unplugged my television, and if I recall, I actually said, why do they hate my people so much? And I threw my TV in the garbage, and I've gone most of my adult life without a TV since then.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, I recall one of my callers saying that on the air. Was that you? Did you call and say that once before? Or?
Well, if I did, I forgot about it.
I tell you what, you're not the first person I've heard say that, and I do recall... Unless I'm mistaken, I do recall one of our callers saying that, but I can tell you that over the years I have met many, many people who say precisely that.
Yeah.
And it's probably a very good thing.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of hard to fit in with everybody else when you're not feeding your brain the same information that they are. But and then, ironically enough, almost a year later to the day, I heard an interview with David Duke, and at that time he had just started an organization called the NAAWP.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just heard him, and so I sent off. I mean, you couldn't stop me. I just had to mail in. And then he informed me, who controlled the media. But it was almost a year later to the day that I bumped into David Duke. But I all on my own, just because of the bias of the media, I threw my TV away. And...
Not missing anything. I may have watched some news. I'm sure I've watched a couple news reports over the past year, but I had occasion to have some work done in my apartment a year ago, and in the course of that, I disconnected my television, and that television in the living room has never been reconnected, and the only time I watch television is when I'm watching DVDs. I did see some cable news on a vacation in California back in May. I happened to be out there speaking at a conference, and I was staying in a hotel and staying then with some friends. And so I was curious to see how the cable networks were covering the election. So I watched cable news, but other than that, I have not really watched television in well over a year, so I'm not missing anything, I want to tell you. And first of all, I'm not missing any quote-unquote entertainment, and I'm not missing any quote-unquote news either, because you don't get the news on television, as you well know.
Yeah, exactly. And there was another night I wanted to call in. Of course, I was podcasting, and it was later. Mark Glenn had called up, and it was about the guy from USS Liberty and that sabotage to his vehicle. Well, I had a similar thing happen to me here. Right after 9/11, I was calling into the local talk radio show and saying, hey, aren't you guys going to cover the dancing and celebrating Israelis? You know? And I was continually calling into local talk radio. And that Thanksgiving of 01, I was going to drive home for Thanksgiving, and I took my car in to get it worked, and the head of the shop came over, and he goes, is somebody trying to get you? Has this car been worked on lately? And I go, no, it hasn't been worked on lately. He goes, you sure? He goes, because I've never seen anything like this in my whole life. And he took me over to my car, and he showed me two bolts on the front part of my suspension on each wheel, right?
Mm-hmm.
That were hand loose. And he goes, my mechanic had to hand tighten each one of these bolts. And he says, I can tell you that it's happened recently, and you have not drove this car much. Because if this would have happened gradually over time, I could tell by the wear in your tires that, he goes, and that hasn't happened. So this happened suddenly and recently. And I told him I was about ready to drive home, 750 miles. He goes, if you would have been taking a curve at high speed, you would have rolled your car.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
It scared the heck out of me.
Well, I tell you what, I have heard enough stories from enough people over the years, including some people I know very, very well. You're just a voice on the phone to me, but I can tell you that, I mean, obviously it happened to Phil Turney, who hosts the Liberty Hour here with Mark Glenn. It happened to another friend of mine overseas. In another way that it was done. And in both cases, of course, the mechanic said, hey, this just didn't happen by accident. I mean, it was done. Somebody got in there and did this work. And it's entirely conceivable, Jeff, it's likely that, I mean, you yourself said that even now you dress as Uncle Sam, so people are going to know you. You have a certain profile among people who make it their business to know people who are outspoken politically. And it would be no trouble for them to follow you home and to see where your car is and for them to say, all right, we're going to fix this guy. So I don't have any doubts about it at all. But I'll tell you what, Jeff, I can guarantee you there are people listening here tonight who, although they share your views and my views, a lot of people, for whatever reason, just refuse to believe that things like this happen. And it brings back that wonderful quotation that I got from Dracula, the strength of the vampire is that people will not believe in him.
Oh.
So even the people who know that these dangers are out there and that there are people, I even hate to call them people, there are elements that are trying to destroy our culture, destroy our nation, destroy our world, they some of these people still refuse to believe that the vampire is out there.
One time during college, I was working a night shift, a swing shift then, and I came home about 11:30, and my roommate and her boyfriend, I had a girl roommate, they were home, alone in the bedroom, right? And I came home at 11:30, and they said, Jeff, were you here about 9 o'clock? I said, no, I was at the factory. And they said, somebody picked your lock and walked in here, and we thought it was you, and we started talking to them, and they ran out and slammed the door. So, I mean, literally, I've had so many weird things happening, because at college I'll be talking about, David Duke and, the information that Noontide Press has.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, I'll tell you what, Dr. Alfred Lilienthal, the famous anti-Zionist Jewish writer, used to have a regular phenomenon. His toothbrush would disappear from his apartment. Now, I've been in Dr. Lilienthal's apartment. It was a fabulously well-kept, very well-cleaned apartment. It was not the kind of place where you could easily misplace a toothbrush. And I certainly know Dr. Lilienthal didn't put his messy toothbrush down on a table in the living room. So what was happening was they were harassing Dr. Lilienthal by coming in and taking his toothbrush. Now, I had friends who were saying, oh, Alfred, you must have misplaced, your toothbrush, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Alfred was not senile. Alfred was not erratic. He was not misplacing his toothbrush. Somebody was deliberately coming in, taking his toothbrush to harass him and to just let him know that they could get into his apartment anytime they wanted. So for those out there who doubt these things happen, we're here to tell you they do happen. Jeff, we're going to the break. Thanks for your call. I appreciate that. All right, folks, we are going to the break. We'll be able to squeeze in one more caller when we come back. We've got Tom in Illinois. Tom, if you're still with us, hang on. We'll bring you right up after the break.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances. Foods with no vitamins. Fast food for obesity. Fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life change boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com. Or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're wrapping up the hour here. We've got Tom in Illinois. Tom, come on up.
Hey, Mike, how are you doing? Great
how
show,
you doing?
As always. But, yeah, I just wanted to say, I originally woke up with Alex. I heard it on some syndicated late-night show, and, you know, finally he had a guest on named Alan Watt, and I went to his website, and I saw RBN, and I said, oh, never heard of this. So I checked it out. You know, I thought Alex at the first was fringe, but as far as he just touched the surface, when I went, you know, when I first heard your show, I'm like, oh, geez. Oh, the Jews. Is it? But then I did a little research. I looked up what you said. I'm like, oh. So, I mean, you just have to keep an open mind and do the research. I mean, I was just hungry for the truth.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because I have a lot of friends who are I might say, are apolitical. And, of course, they hear me talking about some of these things that I talk about on the show. And even as apolitical as they are, they still see what's going on in the country. And,
right.
You know, if I pin them, you know, over dinner or walking down the street or what have you, if I pin them down and say, well, now, okay, wait a minute, here are the following facts, and then say, you know, okay, say, these are the facts about whatever subject we're talking about, and say to them, well, now, can you disagree with any of them? If you accept them as facts and take my word on it that they are facts, can you disagree with it? Now, more often than not, those friends of mine who are these doubters will have to say, will say, well, you know, you're right. I guess you do have a point. So, you know, this is the thing. This is why, you know, I try to, when I'm talking about things, I try oftentimes to quote from mainstream publications and from Jewish publications and say, hey, look, these aren't my words. These are the words of these sources. So either they're lying to you or I'm misrepresenting what they have to say. And I give the information and people can look it up for themselves.
Yeah,
make their decision.
It was a trip when I played, I emailed Mark Lenwin and he got a kick out of it. I played one of Gymkhana Jr.'s commercials. And she was listening to it, and she's rolling her. I said, you know what? This is true.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, it's, you know, some, you know, and I understand, you know, that people will hear things that I say or that other hosts on this program say, or even Alex Jones, and they'll say, well, that can't be. But, you know, it is.
Don't believe Mike Piper. Don't believe Alex. Look it up.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I mean, you know, much of the stuff we talk about is right out there and can be found, or it can be found in books
right.
that have been published by mainstream publishing houses. You know, it's all there. There's very little that's really secret, and that stuff that really is secret, we're never going to see anyway. But there's so much out there that is for real and which is accessible to every person who spends a little bit of time that they can find out for themselves, just like you did.
Well, and I used to be a member with that, and I'm an RBN member. Gave some money to Oracle, but I don't condone if they're doing what they're doing with Dave in Massachusetts. I don't condone that one bit.
No,
but, you know,
I was not aware of that, but, you know, I just heard it tonight.
Yeah, if it's true, I don't condone that at all, of course. But,
yeah.
You know, hey, just a suggestion. A guy that John Statmiller knows, he may want to have him on. He's kind of a trip. Mark Kornke, you heard of him?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been meaning to have him on the show for a long, long time.
Oh, he has
time.
A great ADL page, too. It's quite colorful.
He's a good guy, and they have put
he
him
is.
Through the hoops. And, yeah, I've been planning to have him on the show for ages. There's a lot of people I say, oh, I got to have them on the show.
Yeah, I didn't
and
know
then,
if it ruffled
yeah.
John's feathers, but I think they're okay. So, you know, I mean, John just left to do his own thing, but...
Okay, well, Tom, I appreciate your call.
Yeah, you
keep listening, and thanks for your call, and thanks to those other callers we couldn't get up here this evening. But as I always say, tomorrow night, God willing, we will be here, and we'll chat some more. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks again, and thanks to Alex Jones for that very gracious, and it was a gracious invitation to have me on his program. I look forward to our conversation. Not debate, conversation.
Thinking about what to buy your